Welcome back here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network for our locker room chats. It's week number two here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're here with Sabetha Boys head coach Josh Wartenberger. Again, the Sabetha Blue Jays off to a pretty solid start on the season. 2-0, a win over Marysville 65-42, and then also a win over ACCHS 61-26. This Sabetha locker room chat brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor, and Sailor Insurance Service. Well, Coach, again, the nice 2-0 start here for you and your team. You've got a lot of scores to bring up and talk about throughout the show here, but again, tell me about this really good start here for you and your unit.
Yeah, so we were happy with our start so far and felt like we've competed really well. I've been really happy with our rebounding advantage in the first two games, and then guys are just sharing the ball and finding the open man to get a great shot. So good start with our opponents against Marysville and Effingham.
Yeah, and real quick, again, looking through those first couple of games there in the scoring side of things, Luker had 16 points against Marysville. Frazee, he had 15 points. Michael Lang, he had the impressive 21-point performance. Against ACCHS, Luker carried with 12. Frazee carried with 10. He had 11 people total get on the board and score. So, again, you look at it here on this season, you're already averaging 23 points per game through your first two games of the year. What has been the success here that has led to the offensive side of production, the early going of the season, but then also kind of key into here a couple of these names I just mentioned, Frazee, Lang, Luker, all there on the court?
Yeah, I feel like on the offensive end, we've just kind of had an attack mindset. Sometimes, you get that passive mindset and then you start getting turnovers or bad passes, but I felt like every guy that has the ball is in a position where he's looking to either attack the rim or he's looking to get his teammate in a open in a good position. And so just our mindset of really wanting to attack, I think has been a difference. Even our turnovers so far have been aggressive turnovers where we're trying to get to the rim or trying to get the ball to our post player or someone inside.
Upcoming here on the season for you, on Friday you got Rock Creek, and then next Tuesday you head into the Big East against your first Big East opponent. It's the Hiawatha Redhawks. Both games, they're viewable on the Sabetha channel. So real quick, keying up for these next two games here for you on the season, how do you keep this 2-0 streak an undefeated streak for you and your team?
Yeah, we just want to get better each day. That's our view of success, and our schedule is going to get us ready for postseason, and these two teams, especially Rock Creek and Hiawatha, are always going to give us a good look. Rock Creek is a two-time state qualifier here in Class 4A the last couple of years, and then Hiawatha is bringing back a lot of guys with varsity experience. I know they had a really good summer just watching them play, and so I know that it's going to give us a good idea of where we're at with these next two games.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here for week number two locker room chats. Again, good luck this Friday and next Tuesday, Rock Creek and Hiawatha coming up again. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
That was head coach Josh Wartenberger here, the Sabetha Blue Jays boys team. And again, of course, upcoming here, Sabetha against Rock Creek on Friday and then Hiawatha next Tuesday. Both games will be on the Sabetha channel next Tuesday, simulcasted with the Hiawatha channel as well.